Tonight's shir, Simon Sadi Dalid, Siv Gimel through Siv Tes. Siv Gimel, Misha Eino Yochel Lechavin Aruchos. If a person cannot determine the direction to davenin, Yechavin Libo Le'ov Shebeshemayim, does have his mind focused on his Father in heaven, and that's what you're going to do. What are you going to do? You don't know which direction to davenin. The notes on the Be'er Halacha bring that if you have a group of people together, none of them know which way to daven, they should daven the same direction. You shouldn't have three, four people each davening some other direction where no one knows where to daven. They should just pick a direction, and mechaven libo shemayim, but it should be the same among all of them. Siv Dalid. Hayaroich balachamor. If someone's riding on a donkey, in serich leiri dulhuspalo, it's not necessary to descend to daven. Even if there's someone who would hold on to the donkey while he davens, he should daven, and he'll daven hishmon esrei, sitting in transit. Similarly, if he's on a boat or in a wagon, if he can stand while they're moving, then he'll stand and daven standing. If he can't stand, he'll sit in his seat, and he'll daven like that. The notes on the side being the same thing with an airplane. If it's not possible to stand to daven Shemoneh Esrei, then sit and daven Shemoneh Esrei sitting down. Or if a person's walking, he'll daven as he walks. Even if he's not facing the direction of Yerushalayim. Even if it's not a dangerous place to stop, because if he were to stop and to daven, it'll be hard for him. It'll be difficult for him. The idea that his way is delayed, and it will disturb him, and it will take away from his ability to have kavana. Ultimately, it all depends on what road is he on, where is he, is he afraid, does he have Yishuv Das, does he have ability to calm himself and to relax and daven where he is, or will he be disturbed? So all of these are factored in. V'yesh machmir, and some are strict, lamod ba'avos, that if he's going to daven Shemoneh Esrei while walking, he should stop for the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. V'roy lo chushul devrei, and it's proper to concern ourselves with that sheet, that it's worthwhile to be machmir. Imhu shalom mokam sakana, provided it's not dangerous to stop for the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Brura, sifkatan yud gimel. Derech hilucho. If someone is riding on a donkey, he'll daven his davening while riding. B'bnei shekosh olav ikuv haderech, because it's hard for him, the idea to stop and wait. And he won't be able to focus. He won't be calm and thoughtful if he is held up, so to speak, from his journey. So we let him daven while riding. Sifkan yudalt, if he's on a boat or wagon, if he could stand, he should stand. What's the law meaning to say? She'enu yoshev ela amin al aglov, that he won't be sitting, he'll stand on his feet. But he's still moving. He's still moving with the boat and with the wagon. It doesn't mean stop the boat and anchor and stop the wagon. That's what it means. It means if he could stand while in transit, then he will daven like that. But if he can't stand, he'll sit. Now he should still face Eretz Yisrael if possible. He should be seated facing Eretz Yisrael if that is an option. But again, like we said, on our time, if you're on a bus or in a plane, or even a passenger in a car, if it's not relevant, if it's not able to stand, then you daven sitting down. Sifkan design, the Yishuv Dait, it all depends on what's the road like, what's the location like, is he afraid, does he have the presence of mind to daven calmly. The Yishuv Dait, Vim Kadam Hula Hashayara, let's say he's ahead of the caravan. He's waiting for them. There's someone who would hold on to the donkey while he davens. Then he should dismount and he should daven, because he's waiting for them anyway. The koshkin kishemahach baraglav, and certainly if he's walking, shetzerchu lamer lespal, then he should stop and daven standing up. Shebamida zulo yitar libo, because this stopping and standing is not going to disturb him. Kiv de blavach yitzerchu lahamta lasher, because anyway he's waiting for the rest of everyone to catch up to him. He's waiting for the caravan to catch up to him. So then there's no reason not to stop and daven stationary. Sifkan Yudzayin La'amod Ba'avos. There are those who say, even though it's permitted to daven Shemoneh Esrei while walking, you should stop for the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. To Birchas Avos HaKavana Le'ikuva. The bracha of Avos, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, it is required to have kavana. Uka Le'kaman Simen Kuf Aleph, like we learn later in Simen Kuf Aleph. U'mahalak in Yochel Le'chav Kokach. When you're walking, you can't have such kavana, such good kavana. Similarly, if you're riding on an animal, ya'amida ad gemar birchas avos, you should stop the animal until you finish the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. But it's not necessary to dismount. You could daven while still sitting on the donkey. Se'if hey, ha'yoyishe besfino ba'gola, if he's sitting on the boat, he's sitting on a wagon. Em yachalamod b'makom ha'kriyos, if he could stand for the parts where we bow, omed, he should. Kadeshi korea mu'umod, so he can bow while standing. Uposea shosh psios, and take his 3 steps back. Avagav sheyoshiv b'chol tefila, even though the Rambam says he's not sitting for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, he should stand for those parts. Mikomokom e'ef sholamod ya'amod ke'lekayim ha'kriyos ha'psios kedarkon. If it's possible to stand, he should stand for the bowings and the steps that should be done properly. Ve'im e'ef shalom, let's say that's not possible. Gan shiroi chaval ha'behema, he's riding on an animal. Yachzor ha'behema shlosha psios la'achrel. He should back up the animal 3 steps. Ve'ololo kilo paseya ba'atzmon, and it's as if he himself stepped back. And the notes bring down that lo aleinu, someone who's confined to a wheelchair, so he can't get up. He should have the chair wheeled back, if he can do it himself or someone else, 3 steps at the end or 3 steps forward at the beginning. So the same idea of moving his whole person in the chair, that would be the equivalent. That's what he should do. Se'if katan yud ches. Bekol hatfila. Bepnei biyasusa. The person is sitting for the duration of shtavening on the boat or on the wagon because he's afraid to stand up. But he should still stand up for the bow and where the steps. If he can have a mina, so I would have thought, the gava makom ha'kriyas al devlei shev. Once he's sitting for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, let him sit for when he bows too. Kamash v'lon, that he was saying that he should stand up for the bow. V'o'ad din kishmahalach baraglov. Similarly, if he's walking, yir la'amod ketsas b'shas ha'kriyas. So he should pause when it's time to bow. V'yiv salacharov sholosh p'tios, and to take the steps back, he should do that as well. Even though the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, he's davening as he's walking. When it comes to the bow, he should pause, and to step back, he should step back. Sifkan yutes yachzor behema. If he's riding an animal, the animal should step back. O yachzor atzmola acharov al gabi behemta. Or maybe he should turn himself back on the animal. Kiderach shayinoyigim hayaboli poter milifnei hamelach. Very similar to how he would act or behave if he was departing and taking leave from a king. Se'ivav. Chayla mispalel afilu shoychev al tzido. A person who's sick, and he can't daven standing up. He can't get out of bed. So he davens, even if he's laying on his side. As long as he can focus his davening. He can't daven. He can't even do that. At a minimum, he should think the words. Like it says, Imu bilvavchem al mishkavchem, that you say in your heart while laying on your bed. Sefkan chaf mishtabur chayla mispal. Someone who's ill can daven in bed. Vezalken sheni yochel amod. What about someone elderly who can't stand? Yeshe b'mekamov yispal. He can sit in his seat and daven like that. V'miyochel amod b'mekam hakriyos. And if he can stand at least for the bowing, kadei shiyakareh mumah, to bow while standing, yamod sham, he should stand for those parts. Sefkan chaf aleph yaharher bilibo. He should think the words if he can't say the words. Perhaps he would be yotze b'di'evad like that. He would not be required to daven again. Even though he felt better when it came time for the zman, or within the zman. Since right now he's an onus. If you look at p'chodesh p'migodim, and back at Sim Samach Beis Siftalt, in Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha Sham, where he says by Kriya Shema, if he only thought the words, he should go back and repeat the Kriya Shema later on. And if he can't focus, Kore Kriya Shema Levado im Efshalo, he should recite Kriya Shema alone if possible. The Visha Kavan is Kriya Shema Eina El Pasuk Rishon, because the Kavan of a Kriya Shema is really the first Pasuk only. Ubekal Yuchal Lechav. It should be easy enough for him to do that, even though he cannot daven the full davening. Siv Zayin. Mi Shehoylo Anosim Mikanu Mikan. Person is in a difficult situation. He's got people that he's afraid of on either side. Umisyari shema yafsiku tfiloso. He's concerned that if he starts to daven, they're going to interrupt him. O yafsidu mikocho, or maybe they're going to rob him if he's busy davening. Yeshev b'mekom v'yisbal. So he'll sit in his place and he'll daven. L'fishen daiti mishevas alav, because he doesn't have enough ability to concentrate on his davening to stand regular. Even though he has to take three steps back at the end, he'll do his davening while seated, and he'll daven while seated and bow, and at the end he'll take his three steps. But otherwise, he's basically watching the people around him because he's concerned about his circumstance. Se'if ches, yesh li zoher shlo lismuch atzmo la'amud o l'chavero b'shas tefila. One should be careful not to lean on a pillar or another person while he's davening, because if you're leaning, you're not standing. The requirement is to stand. Leaning is not standing. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Beis. Lo lismuch, not to lean v'chul. Hatam, the reason is, the tefillah tzricha amida. Shmona Esrei requires standing. K'lekamon b'simen tzadiches, as we will learn later in Simen Tzadiches. Va'amida sha'ayde smicha lo chashiva amida. Standing with the benefit of something to support you is not called standing. Well, if he's according to this, smicha ketzas, if you're leaning a little bit, tahana shosumech b'miksas, you're only leaning a little bit, sheminot al osadava, that if you'd remove the crutch, if you'd remove that which he leans upon, lo yipal, he won't fall down. Sorry, that'll be okay.
A cane or a walker?
So it depends how much of his weight is on it. If his weight is on it, that without it he falls over, so that's not standing. And if it's not that much, it's okay.
So better he should sit?
Yeah. Well, or we'll see in a second. V'yesh omer tam, some explain the reason, that tzvichlius be'ema, that Shmoneh Esrei should be with a sense of awe. Well, if he's a b'chol gavne aser, so if that's the case, then leaning even a little bit won't be good. U'b'malkam adachak, in case of need, yesh lahalkal katam rishon, we could rely on the first pshat, that leaning a little bit is okay. Look at him, by Kriyas HaTorah, what we write over there about the same issue. So there's two possible reasons why leaning is a problem. One, because you're not standing, in which case, if you're not all your weight, it's okay. The second reason is because it's lacking ema, in which case, even if it's not all your weight, it's a problem. And in case of need, one can rely on the lenient view. So one should not lean against a pillar. So then a person will be careful not to put his weight on a shtender. And this is true of any time when you're supposed to stand. When you see Sefer Torah going by, or anything similar. So one has to make sure that he's not putting most of his weight on the shtender. He shouldn't be leaning during tefillah. V'choyla. What about someone who's ill? Shebari loy sheyuch lecha b'amid smicha. He knows that he can have kavana if he's leaning on something else when he stands. So yasekein, he should do that. V'im lav, if not, if you won't have kavana, yispam you should better to sit down and sitting down. So there is an advantage to standing with leaning over actually sitting. So then it boils down to his kavana. If he's afraid he's going to fall, better he should sit down. If he's not afraid he's going to fall, then he should do it standing up, even though he's leaning on that. Se'if tes. Misha huchroch lehispalel miyushuv. A person who needed to daven sitting down. Kishe yuchal, when he's able to, tzorech lachsor lespal mumud, he should daven again standing. Ve'inu tzorech lehoise badov, you don't have to add anything different to Shmoneh Esrei, because the fact that you're davening standing is enough of a chiddush to allow the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Amor says, person is traveling and he's near his lodging for the night. If it's possible for him to get off the road before he gets to his lodging, no one will disturb him, and daven there, yistalik sham, that's better. Go off the road, daven there. Rather than daven in the inn of non-Jews. In order that the household should not disturb him. Now the Mishmur doesn't say those words are moved. It should just read at this point, rather than daven in the malon of goyim. Well, let's say he can't get off the road. To a spot that no one will bother him. It's not practical to daven while traveling. Then Yispalaba Malone Beza Karen's obvious. He should daven in his lodging in some corner in a place where the people in the inn will not disturb him. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan Chafei Miyushev, he's daven sitting down, or if he daven while walking. He daven while walking, the case before. Sivkan Chafav, Kishayuchal, when it's possible to daven standing still, Tanishal Ovizman, means the Zman is still there, it's not yet past his matfila, so he should daven again. Sivkan Chav Zayim, he doesn't have to add anything new. What's low meaning to say? This is not like Stam, a person who wants to donate and daven and extra davening. The Karmel, the Kamon, the Simen Kuv Zayin, we hold later on Simen Kuv Zayin, the Tzorech L'Chadosh Baal, he has to say something different than the first time. You don't have to do that here. Because the fact that he's davening standing is the Chiddush. Uledina hiskimu achroinim she'ein Tzorech L'Achshos Baal Shinnis. Now, l'halocha, l'achorim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. They say it's not like that. If you daven sitting down, because that's what you had to do, and now you have the opportunity that you could daven standing up, and you already davened, you don't have to repeat. And that is the minik. People who are traveling, who davened while traveling, sitting down, they don't daven again, they don't daven a second time when they reach their destination or rest up. But if he wants, he could daven a second davening as an adav, as a, you know, a donation, something he volunteers for. Provided he is secure in the knowledge that he'll have kavana the whole time. That we write this later on in the end of Simen Kuv Zayin. He doesn't have to add anything new. The fact that he's davening standing versus sitting is the chiddush. This is what the Mogen Giborim writes. If you look in Prima Gadim, it's pretty clear. Today we don't do this. Who is so secure in the knowledge that his davening is going to be perfect kavana that he's going to be able to do that? So we don't recommend it.
Then you need to wait until
later if possible. So it really depends on what you're not sure. You have to decide what's the best thing. So sometimes the best thing is to stop and sitting down, and you're not sure what's going to happen later on if you get a chance or not.
If later on there was a minion,
you davened already? You're not going to daven again. You'll say a davik shem kedusha, maybe you're not going to daven again. Sifkot and chavches min haderach. A person is traveling. And he has the choice of davening on the road or davening at his lodging for the night, which is a non-Jewish run tavern or inn and the like. So the first thing the Shulchan Aruch says is best thing is daven on the road. He should get off the road, go to the side of the road, and daven there, stationary, standing up, rather than better to daven on the side of the road than to daven in the inn of the goy. Why is that? There's no question. In this tavern run by non-Jews, there's going to be various signs of other religions, idols or crosses or whatever. What are you bringing in there, davar shem kedusha? Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholom amar ketzesi eseir v'gomer. He told Paro, I'll daven when I leave the city. For the words of the spal b'mitzrayim. He did not want to daven in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was full of Avodah Zarah. I'm not davening here. I'd rather daven out of the city where there's no Avodah Zarah. So you're coming into the place where there's Avodah Zarah. Better daven before you get there. Sifkan lamit shlo yibal b'lu b'nei b'ayis, the people in the house shouldn't disturb him. Tzarech lom b'sof. This should be at the end of the Ramal. Achot tevis keren zavis, after the words keren zavis. V'aslo amin to say, shlo yochush rak limso keren zavis shlo yibal b'lu. If he has to daven in the lodging where he's staying for the night, find a corner where no one's going to bother him. Avalo yachush liglum, he won't worry about the fact that there's avodah zaras. Shai kol tefilos seinu ba'ayaros me'eskilim, because ultimately all our tefilos are in cities full of avodah zaras anyway. There's clearly a maila of davening on the road outside of town than davening in the town when there's a church in the town. You're not davening in the church, you're davening in the city where there is a church. Moshe Benin didn't want to daven him at Mitzrayim because there's avodah zaras in the city. So he'll go to a room where there's no avodah zaras. No, he left the city because there's avodah zaras in the city. It's a din in the city. So based on that, you have this concept. So before I get into town, it's better to daven there. The Mishnah Berurah continues. So he's in his hotel room, and hanging on the mizrach vant, and the wall for mizrach is a getchka, is a cross, whatever. Al yispalo is tzad. So don't daven that direction. Outside at achad, daven a different direction. Afal pisha enu mizrach, even though you're not going to daven mizrach. Vim ef shul histalik min aderech, and if you can't get off the road, v'tzerech lispalo mahalach omush, when he has to daven while in transit, either walking or sitting. But he knows in the tavern where he's going, there's no corner to daven, they won't be disturbed. It's better to daven while seated or walking while in transit than stationary at the lodging for the night. He knows he'll have more kavana while he's still in transit. But if he knows he could daven in his lodging or in some valley, or in some yard, or in a garden, muta, that would be better. The yesid shneim, so he's yesa all that. He's not in the actual room where people disturb him, and he's able to stand. V'yispal ma'un v'kavon, he could daven standing kavon. So ultimately, this depends on what your ability is to determine the best place for you to daven, that you shouldn't be disturbed and not by the avodah zaras directly in your vicinity.